Blind Boy, is it?
Blind Boy Boat Club is my name, kid.
And are you the fella that wears a plastic bag over his head?
Well, there's two of us that wear plastic bags over our heads. I'm one of them.
And can you talk properly, or is this your...
What do you mean, can I talk properly?
Are you acting, or is this...
This is Blind Boy Boat Club from the Rubber Bandits, and I'm on your show, willing to speak to you, Joel.
Okay, what do you think of Willie O'Dea's support?
I think it's unreal. Fair play to Willie, and thanks for supporting it. That's great. Like, any support we get is unreal. Do you know what I mean? And I think anyone who's got a complaint about the video or the song, like your man Anthony there who's talking away, what he needs to do, someone needs to give that man a dictionary, and he needs to look up the word irony.
Anthony.
Absolute joke. Look,
exactly. It's an absolute joke.
Lady,
you put it well there yourself, kid.
As the other lady on the phone said, I mean, I'm all for humour, etc. But when you're bringing in about children and house parties and drugs and all that, it's a disgrace.
All right, hold on a second now, right? Okay, the line you're referring to about children and house parties and drugs, right? Let me speak now a second, right? You're looking at that from a very denotative perspective, right? You're looking at it literally as that line is the absolute truth. What's not being looked at is the subtext. What we're talking about here is a piece of art, right? It's a piece of music and it's a video, right? So, first of all, the line that's coming out of the man's mouth, you need to look at that man. Look the way he's talking, the way he's dressed, the way he's carried on. Is he a reliable man? Do you think that drinking and drugging did him any harm? Look at him in the video. I'd say it did him quite a bit of harm. Second of all, directly after when he says that line, you want to look at the exact next shot in the video. Now, this is the subtext. It shows a man with a disapproving face. That's a directorial technique. It's part of the subtext, and it suggests to the viewer that this is frowned upon. The very next scene, a man shakes his head in a disapproving fashion, discrediting the previous statement. It is not a statement promoting drug use with children or anything like that. It's actually quite the opposite. But unfortunately, it's being looked at literally. You're not supposed to look at art literally, man. Art is about a lot of different things. It's about exploring the subtext.
Listen, when I put on MTV, I don't look at it as if I'm Martin Scorsese, looking at everything.
Well, then, man, you've no business looking at art. Because I didn't write. We don't create music for people like you who are going to interpret something to be created, to be looked at literally. If you look at a piece of art literally, if you look at the film American History X with Edward Norton, where he's a racist, if you look at that literally, then you might as well call around to Edward Norton, the actor's house, and call him a racist. It's about metaphor. It's about art. It's about different viewpoints creating the meaning behind it. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely not. Why would I, as an individual who would watch that video once and listen to that track once, come away with all that? I mean, that's rubbish.
I respect the fact that you've looked at it and that's your opinion of it.
What's coming out of that video is the usage and the promotion of drugs. It's a joke.
It is a joke, yeah.
But the whole thing, the rubber bandits, it's shining a bad light on Limerick without a shadow.
Give me 2 seconds, all right? And I'll explain it to you this way. Do you remember in the early 90s, right? The British had a certain opinion about the Irish people, right? The British media had an opinion about the Irish people that was put out there. We were stupid, tick paddies. We were planting bombs. All this negativity, right? Then Father Ted came along. Father Ted took that negative image and they sold it back to the Brits in terms of humour.
IRA bombings, is it?
I'm just saying that's the British opinion of the Irish in the 90s. There was IRA bombings, the stereotype of the tick paddy, all this negative opinion that the British media had of the Irish people. A very harmful and black and white view of an entire nation. Now, a view of a nation can never be black and white because the individual is what matters. Yeah. Now, I feel that, we can all see, the Dublin media has given Limerick a baiting over the years.
It's all the media's fault,
isn't
it?
Whether it is, but if you look at the baiting that the media has given Limerick, and then look at the fact that maybe the lampooning is not so much of what's actually happening in Limerick, but so much of how Limerick is viewed.